Welcome to a news experience designed to empower you to think critically and form your own opinions. In this episode, I present the latest top stories by weaving together coverage from a variety of news outlets, offering you a balanced view of the facts and perspectives. My goal is simple: inspire you to be your own judge in the complex world of news without any sensationalism or antics. By hearing different angles, you'll have the tools to make thoughtful and balanced decisions about the stories that matter most. If you find value in this approach, please like, share, and subscribe to stay up to date with my future episodes. Let's navigate the news together. Well, let's kick things off with a big one out of Washington. A federal judge just put the brakes on Trump's latest executive order. Fox News says Judge Colleen Collar Cotley blocked a ban on transgender people serving in the military, hours after Trump signed it. He'd called it a move to strengthen our forces, but the judge says it's off for now. Needs more review. This is shaking things up fast. Here's what's happening. Trump's order, signed yesterday morning, aimed to bar transgender recruits and phase out current ones, reversing Biden's 21 policy. The Associated Press reports Collar Cotley ruled it violates equal protection. Her order came down, citing lawsuits from service members. Reuters says it's a temporary hold. Trump's team has 30 days to argue back. The White House says they're reviewing it. No comment yet. What's the split? The Daily Caller notes Trump's pushing readiness, claims it's cuts, costs, and distractions. Some military brass agree. Fox quotes a general saying focus matters. But CNN's got voices like a transgender captain who served 10 years asking, why me now? The Washington Post says civil rights groups are cheering the block. Could tie this up in courts for months. Ex-posts show it's a toss-up. Some back Trump's call, others say it's unfair. Where's this headed? Too early to tell. All right, next up, Trump's making waves overseas with the call to Vladimir Putin. Fox News says the two hashed out Ukraine yesterday and Russia's agreed to pause strikes on energy sites for 30 days. Trump's team calls it a first step towards peace. Big claim, right? But it's not a full ceasefire yet, so everyone's watching closely. Here's the rundown. Reuters reports Putin greenlit the pause after Trump pitched it, starting last night. No hits on Ukraine's power grid for a month, but ground fighting? Still on. The New York Times says Ukraine's open to this. Zelensky's team told NPR they'd back a broader truce if Russia does. Trump's been on this since last week. Fox says his envoy, Steve Witkoff, was in Moscow laying groundwork. State's Tammy Bruce briefed, negotiations start soon. What's the vibe? The Blaze says some see Trump as a dealmaker. Could ease Europe's war nerves. Posts on X reflect folks hopeful for a calm. But MSNBC's got doubts, analysts say. Putin's track record's shaky. He bombed energy plants hours before agreeing, per the Telegraph. The Associated Press notes G7 leaders like it but want more. A full stop. Both sides are digging in. Could be a breakthrough or a stall. What do you think? Real progress or just talk? Hey, let's talk about something big rolling out with Trump's ICE. It's making serious moves. Fox News says they detained over 1,000 illegal immigrants in less than 24 hours in a coast-to-coast sweep. Sanctuary cities like L.A. and Chicago are right in the crosshairs. Trump's calling it a safety crackdown, but it's got tensions flaring fast. Here's what's up. Reuters reports the raid started at 3 a.m. yesterday, targeting people with criminal records, assault, theft, worse. The Associated Press says Border Czar Tom Homan briefed over 1,000 so far, more tomorrow, as in today. Some 300 are tied to Venezuelan gangs like Tren de Aragua, per Fox. Big numbers out of Texas, too. Trump's team says it's about law enforcement. They're moving detainees to buses southbound already. What's the split? The Daily Caller highlights support from some sheriffs, saying it's cleaning up the streets. Ex-posts show folks agreeing. Crime's a real worry, but CNN's got mayors like LA's Karen Bass on air saying, this rips families apart, not all are threats. NPR reports protests popping up. Hundreds outside the ICE offices by noon yesterday. The Washington Post says legal challenges are brewing. Sanctuary leaders want courts to step in. This one's loud, could keep escalating. All right, here's another one heating up. Republicans in Congress are digging up into some Biden papers that are missing. The Washington Post says oversight House oversight off on an investigation yesterday morning about classified documents from Biden's last days and how they're gone. And they're pointing fingers. It's a fresh fight, and both sides are dug in. What's the story? Fox News reports Chair James Comer sent letters yesterday to Biden's old team. Where's the stuff from late 2024? Think Ukraine briefings, China memos. Should have been handed over when Trump took office. Reuters says Comer's got partial logs showing gaps, claiming it's either lost or hidden. He told reporters, "We need answers now." The Blaze says some suspect a cover-up. Maybe Biden's exit was messier than we thought. How's it playing? The New York Times has Dems pushing back. Biden aides say it's routine. Files get archived. No big deal. One told NPR today, "This is just GOP noise. Nothing's missing." Ex-posts are split. Some demand transparency. Others call it a distraction from Trump's agenda. The Associated Press notes Comer's promising hearings. Could start next week. Both sides are firm. Truth or theater? Up to you to figure. All right, let's dive into something breaking also. The Department of Justice is pushing back hard on claims they dodged a court order over deportation flights to El Salvador. Fox News says the DOJ filed a response yesterday afternoon, arguing those weekend flights carrying hundreds of Venezuelan nationals didn't cross any legal lines. It's a messy fight. Both sides are digging in. What's the deal? The Associated Press reports it started Saturday when Judge James Boasberg ordered a 14-day halt on deportations under Trump's use of the Alien Enemies Act, a 1798 law targeting alleged gang members like Tren de Aragua. He told the government to turn back any planes mid-flight, but Fox says two planes with over 200 people landed in El Salvador anyway, 137 deported under that act, others under different rules. The DOJ's filing yesterday claims they're in the clear. Most took off before the judge's 725 written order. What's the DOJ saying? Fox says ICE's Robert Cerna on record. He swore in a declaration that two planes left U.S. airspace before the deadline, and a third only carried folks with standard removal orders, not the act in question. The Washington Post notes the White House backs this. Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said, "We followed the law. The judge's call came too late." They're arguing timing and technicalities. Planes were gone before the ink dried. But here's the other side. CNN's got lawyers like the ACLU saying it's not that simple. They claim Boasberg's verbal order came earlier, around 6:45 p.m., and planes should have turned back. The New York Times says flight data shows one jet left Texas at 7:36 p.m. after the judge spoke. Critics argue the administration ignored live directive. Could be a big deal if courts see it as defiance. Ex-posts show some calling it a constitutional crisis. Others say it's just bureaucracy at work. Where does it stand? Reuters says Boasberg ordered more details, wants flight times, passenger list by noon today. The DOJ's holding firm, no violations, they say. But the judge isn't done asking. Both sides are prepping for a Friday hearing. It could clarify who's right. For now, it's a tug of war over law, timing, and power. What do you think? They jump the gun or play it straight? All right, let's wrap up with something big hitting President Trump's desk, and he made good on a promise, and it's got everyone talking. Fox News has thousands of pages of the new files on John F. Kennedy's assassination, about 80,000 total, dropped yesterday afternoon, straight from the National Archives. Trump's calling it a new era of transparency. Pretty bold words after decades of waiting, right? What's the story? Fox reports Trump announced it Monday at the Kennedy Center, saying, "You've been waiting for this. I'm delivering." By 6 p.m., over 1,100 documents were online, unredacted, per the White House. The Associated Press says it's tied to an executive order he signed back in January, pushing for all JFK files, no exceptions. National Intelligence Director Tulsi Gabbard's on X, saying it's maximum openness. 80,000 pages, including 2,400 new FBI finds from February, now public. What's in there? The New York Times says early looks stick to the basics. Lee Harvey Oswald, lone gunman, Dallas, 1963, no bombshells yet. Historians aren't holding their breath for a conspiracy, Philip. Reuters notes some fresh bits. Oswald's Mexico City trip, CIA surveillance gaps, details. Not game changers. Fox says Trump's framing it big. Everything revealed, he told reporters Monday, though the files are still being combed through. How's it play out? The Daily Caller's got folks who see this as a win. Open government. Finally. Expo shows some excited. Decades of secrets now out there. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Trump's health pick, told Fox it's a step. Truth matters. But the Washington Post has skeptics. JFK's grandson, Jack Schlossberg, posted on X, it's a prop, not heroic. Truth's sadder than myth. CNN airing historians saying it's more closure than revelation. 99% was already out. Both sides are vocal. Transparency or just politics? Where's it going? The Wall Street Journal says this might be the last big dump. 6 million pages total in the archives. Only 1% was left secret till now. Trump's also pushing Robert Kennedy and MLK files. Those plans are still cooking. For now, it's a flood of paper. Online or at College Park, Maryland. If you're up for a read, big moment or small payoff, you decide. I appreciate your time and I know it's valuable. Thanks for spending some of it with me today. Please let folks know we're here so we can reach a wider audience. As always, stay informed and stay balanced.